Statement of Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib. In my statement of yesterday, something remained to be written about salvation. As to what is the reality of salvation, and in truth, and in reality, when and at what time can it be said concerning someone that he has attained salvation? Now, it should be known that Allah, the Lord of Glory, has stated this in the noble Quran regarding salvation. وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they say, none shall enter heaven, that is to say, he will not attain salvation, unless he is a Jew or a Christian. These are their vain desires. Say, produce your proof if you are truthful. That is to say, show us what salvation you have attained. For he attains salvation who submits himself completely to Allah. In other words, he dedicates his life to the path of God and spends it in his way. And after so dedicating his life, he becomes involved in the doing of good deeds and becomes the doer of every manner of good deeds. It is only such a one as shall have his reward with his Lord. And no fear shall come upon such, nor shall they grieve, meaning they shall gain full and perfect salvation. Here, Allah, the Lord of Glory, states regarding the Christians and the Jews that the salvation that they, each on their own, claim to have gained is just the expression of their desires. And the reality of their desires, which is the soul of life, is certainly not found in them. In fact, the true and real salvation is that salvation, the reality of which becomes palpable to its recipient in this very world, and that happens this way, that the recipient of such salvation is granted the ability by Allah Almighty to devote his entire being in the way of God Almighty, in such a way that his death and living and all his actions become for God Almighty, and he should become completely separated from his nafs or self, and his desires become the desires of God Almighty. And then this should not just remain simply a resolve in his heart, but all his limbs and all his powers and his intellect and thinking and all his abilities begin to be spent in this very path. Then will it be said regarding him that he is a Mohsin, a beneficent one. In other words, he has truly discharged what was due by way of service and obedience in so far as was humanly possible. So such a person is the one who attains salvation, just as Allah states at another place. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, my prayer and my devotions and my life and my death are all for that Allah who is the Lord of the worlds, who has no partner, and it was this status that I was commanded to attain, and I am the first of those who submit. Then after this, Allah the Lord of Glory writes down the signs of such salvation in his holy book, because even though what he has already said serves to set apart a person who has truly achieved salvation, yet because worldly eyes cannot see this inner salvation and link with Allah, and the matter of one who is connected to God and another who is not remains obscure to the worldly, so Allah informed us of those signs. Now, there is no group of people in the world who consider themselves to be not saved and hellbound. Ask anyone and see. In fact, when asked, a person belonging to any nation will say that the people of his race or religion have attained the salvation of the highest order. This being the case, how could this matter be settled? So for this determination to be possible, God Almighty has established the signs of the real and perfectly faithful and of those who have truly and perfectly attained salvation and has declared their distinctive characteristics so the world should not remain in doubt. Thus, from amongst those signs, mention is made of some signs herein below. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Meaning, behold, those people who are the friends of God Almighty have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those are indeed the ones who have believed, that is to say, they have become obedient to Allah and His Messenger, and then kept to righteousness. For them are glad tidings in the present life and also in the hereafter. Meaning that God Almighty will continue to give glad tidings to them through dreams and revelations and visions. There is no changing the promises of Allah, and this indeed is a supreme triumph that has been appointed for them, meaning that through this triumph, they shall be set apart from the others. And those who have not truly attained salvation will be unable to speak when they face them. Then, at another place, God Almighty states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور الرحيم. Meaning that, as for those who say our Lord is Allah and then remain steadfast, their distinguishing sign is that the angels descend on them saying, Fear ye not nor grieve. And rejoice in the garden that you were promised. We are your friends and guardian in this life and in the hereafter. Therein you will have all that your souls will desire, and therein you will have all that you will ask for, and entertainment from the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now please observe the signs mentioned in this verse. Divine converse and acceptance, and God Almighty being the guardian and provider and laying the foundation of a heavenly life for them in this very world and being their helper and supporter. And then again in the verse which I mentioned yesterday, which is Tu'ti ukulaha kullahin, there is an indication towards this very sign that one who gains true salvation always bears good fruits and he constantly goes on receiving the fruit of heavenly blessings. Then, at another place, God Almighty states, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask about me, you should say to them that I am near. Meaning that when those who believe in Allah and His Messenger wish to find out the favors that God Almighty has kept exclusively for them and that are not for others, you should say to them that I am near. In other words, the difference between you and others is that you are my distinguished ones and near, while the others are forsaken and far. I answer the prayer of the supplicant from among you when he prays to me. That is to say, I begin to address him and talk with him and bestow upon his prayers the status of acceptance. So they should hearken to my commands and believe in me so that they may attain to goodness. Similarly, at many other places in the Holy Quran, Allah, the Lord of Glory, has set forth the signs of those people who gain salvation. If all of those were to be written down, then it would take up a lot of time. For example, one such verse from among those is Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana, meaning that, O ye who believe, if you fear God Almighty, then God will grant you a distinction over the others. Now, I asked Deputy Abdullah Atham respectfully if there is any way of attaining salvation written down in Christianity, and if, in your view, that method is correct and proper, and those who follow it attain to salvation, then certainly the signs of those who attain salvation must also have been written in this book. And surely, the true believers who attain salvation and thus become liberated from this world of darkness, their characteristics must be written somewhat in the Gospels. It would be very kind of you if you could give me a brief answer whether or not those signs of salvation are found in yourselves or among some such very great holy men who are leaders and guides and at the head of your group. If they are found, then their proof should be presented. And if these are not found, then you can understand that the thing in which the signs of its soundness and perfection are not found, then can such a thing be considered to be safe and existing in its original state? For example, if in terpeth, or the herb scamonia or senna, the essence of these herbs is missing, and it does not have the purgative effect, can such terpeth or scamonia be said to be pure? And apart from this, the method that you gentlemen consider to be the way of attaining salvation, when we compare it to the other way that the Holy Quran has presented, your method's artificiality and unnatural character becomes apparent clearly, and it becomes proven that in your rites no correct way has been established to attain salvation. For example, look, the method that Allah, the Lord of Glory, presents in the Noble Quran is that when a man devotes his entire being and his whole life in the way of God Almighty, then in such a case he hands over a true and pure sacrifice by sacrificing his self. And thus he becomes deserving that he should receive life in exchange for death. And this is also written in your books, that the one who gives his life in the way of God Almighty, he becomes the inheritor of life. Thus, the person who devotes his entire life in the way of Allah and puts all his limbs and faculties to work in this way, has such a one still not delivered over a true sacrifice? After having given his life, is there anything else that he has left behind? But the justice of your faith I fail to understand, that one person should sin and another should be sent to the gallows in lieu thereof. If you ponder upon this with care and attention, then, without a doubt, you will realize this to be a shameful practice. Ever since God created man, he has also made a natural law for him to attain forgiveness, and this I have just mentioned. And in reality, there is, in this natural law, which is innate and in place since the very beginning, such beauty and excellence that God Almighty has placed in the very nature of man, both things, just as he has placed sin in his nature, similarly, he has placed therein the remedy for sin. And that remedy is to so devote one's life in the way of God Almighty as could be called a true sacrifice. Now, in summary, you believe that this remedy to achieve salvation, which the Holy Quran presents, is not correct. So first you should present, as opposed to this remedy, in the same reasoned and logical way, the form which is proven to have been presented by the tongue of the Messiah, also giving the text of his discourse on the matter. And then, after this, present also the signs of this in his own blessed words, so that all the members of the audience present may be able to make a determination right now. Deputy Abdullah Atam Sahib, no truth can be established without signs. In the world as well, there is a standard by which truths can be recognized, and that is to evaluate them based on their signs. So we have presented those proofs as also our claim regarding them. Now, this is a debt you owe us. If you will not present and will not prove by what reason the way of salvation attributed to the Messiah is true, correct, and perfect, then till such time, your claim can never be accepted as correct, but rather the way that the Noble Quran has mentioned will be considered correct and true. Because we see that it has not just made mention of it, but has shown it in actuality, and I have presented its proof. You should now please not mention this story of salvation without proofs and reason by way of a mere claim alone. Let any person from among yourselves stand up and proclaim that I have gained salvation in accord with the way the Messiah has stated. And those signs of salvation and perfect faith which Jesus the Messiah had prescribed are present in me. So how can we deny this? What we desire is indeed salvation, but nobody can accept mere talk. I have already stated before you that I have seen with my own eyes the bestowing of salvation by the Holy Quran, And I again swear in the name of Almighty Allah that I am ready to show this in a contest face to face. But first, you must answer me yes or no, whether true salvation together with its signs is found in your religion or not. And if it is found, then show it and compare. And if it is not found, then just simply say that salvation is not found in our religion. And in such case, I would be ready, unilaterally, to provide proofs from our side. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President representing Muslims. Signature English, Henry Martin Clark, President representing Christians.